Community conversation this morning. Carol Brolic from the UW Extension on the line. Good morning, Carol.
Good morning, Rick. How are you?
You know, I'm okay because I'm inside where it's warm, and I finished my my pooch-ki that I had earlier, so we're good.
So, oh, you got them a day ahead of time, huh?
I did. I went yesterday. I cheated.
That's okay.
So, you know, I figured, what the heck. Although it seemed like half of the city was at the grocery store yesterday. Man, was it crazy.
Yeah, I think people were just trying to get what they needed and then hunker down a little bit.
Yep, exactly. So have the things in the during the pandemic here, people's finances have really, in some cases, taken a big spin, haven't they?
Yeah, you know, that was truly unexpected with the pandemic, and between, you know, being laid off, if businesses weren't able to continue at full capacity, affected families, you know, just the sheer people staying home and not being able to go to businesses. So that in turn does impact families and their employment and earning for their family. Yes.
And so do you have some helpful ideas through the extension?
Yeah, and some of these ideas are more pointing towards resources that are out there, and then I have a couple of thoughts to consider as we're heading into the tax season a little bit.
Oh, sure.
Yeah, and so this past Friday, the 12th of February, was the first day you could file taxes. I believe it just took that extra time for the IRS to get things set up for everybody because of the changes during the pandemic. So I'm not claiming to be an expert on taxes by any means, but wanting to hopefully point people towards resources that they can take a look at. And then, like I said, some ideas of if they do receive a tax refund and things like that. So,
sure. All right. Well, you know what? I actually filed mine online ahead of the of the 12th, and they said they were in the queue to go in and I guess get processed. I haven't got an email back yet that they had passed through, but I do mine online, and I've done them that way for a while. So.
Yeah, and that is something that can be really helpful. And you can also then obviously get your refund a little bit quicker because it's processed electronically. And you know what? You're not the only one, Rick. Even if people didn't do them prior and had them in the queue, I know I talked to several friends and neighbors this weekend, and many were, you know, staying out of the cold and collecting all their paperwork and what they needed to do their taxes. So it's going to be cold the rest of the week. So if you have time and need something to do and don't want to go outside, this would be something to start thinking about too.
There we go. All right. Where do you want to start with other topics?
Just to kind of point out, with the resources, obviously the IRS has their website, so www.irs.gov, and on their website they do have interactive calculator online to see if you're eligible for those earned income tax credits. So really today, just more reminding people that if you are income eligible and depending upon how many children you have and what your earnings were last year, that may leave you eligible to get some of those earned income tax credits. So obviously, like I said, the IRS website, but then also we have a website through Extension. One of our specialists in Madison did kind of pull things together in an easy-to-read chart. So probably the easiest to do with that is to either go on to our Washington County Extension website, which would be washington.extension.edu, and then also statewide, we have an fyi.extension.wisc.edu, and you'll be able to see some of the earned income tax credit information that way too. And really they kind of, like I said, they pulled it together, so you can look at this chart, both federal and Wisconsin earned income tax credit, child care tax credit, and you know, it gives you the specifics you need for qualifying. So your maximum credit, which you could be eligible for, how many children you have. The more children you have, you may be able to, or you know, have a little bit more. And then also what your earnings have to be within a certain threshold if you're married or filing jointly or separately, or if you're a single person household. So just pointing out those those pieces of information for folks, because a lot of it, I would say, I'm trying to think what I read. There's about 25,000 people in Wisconsin that don't access this that could be eligible. So it's something we're checking into, especially with those that are having struggles this past year.
Absolutely. Absolutely. All right. What else?
Well, yeah. And then with that, if, you know, you're working on your taxes and it does come up that you're getting a tax refund, I guess I would challenge you to think about and consider what you could do with that tax refund and kind of plan ahead. So obviously we get that. It's electronically deposited for some of us or most of us, or the check comes and we want to just go out and spend it, which is fine. On the other hand, maybe we've got some other things to consider this year. So you could do a number of things. And I think a lot of people are hoping that they can save a little bit more for emergency savings in the future, especially after the pandemic and finding out maybe, how long sometimes things last and what that amount might be. So even putting a little bit or part of that towards an emergency savings account can be helpful in the future. Maybe just to, spending it right away, maybe just paying off some of those past due bills that you haven't been able to get at, or you've been doing a lower payment plan and wanting to get something paid off. And the other piece, if you do happen to have some extra, putting that towards retirement funds or other savings for, even if a family vacation that you haven't been able to have in the past year or so might be something. So just kind of, I guess I challenge you to think about what would be a good way for you and your family based on what you feel is important for you right now as a family and where that money could be put towards.
All right. That seems like a solid plan. And, we've had two stimulus checks, and there's a question about whether or not there will be a third. So that's kind of out there. But I think a lot of people do treat their tax refund, if they get one, as kind of just free money and don't necessarily do wise things with it, right?
Sometimes that's true. And at the same time, if you're in a place where you can take some of that money and celebrate because it has been such a rough year, that's okay too. But it's a matter of just thinking it through and planning a little bit, I think, is real important to do.
All right. What else are we going to talk about this morning, Carol?
Well, other than some of the financial programming that I do and sharing resources, I also do some parenting types of programs. And I have started a 3-week series of a parenting program in partnership with the Family Center here in Washington County. And we have two of those left this coming Wednesday, the 17th and the 24th. And those are called the Triple P Positive Parenting Seminars. So if somebody is interested in that, they're a real good kind of an overview. And as a parent, offers a lot of tips and strategies, and mainly for parents, 0 to 12, so kind of the younger age kids. But a lot of the concepts can be applied to the older kids, too. And we're finding that sometimes just talking about some of these things and being a part of a program where you can talk with other parents can be real helpful. So that is coming up on the next couple of Wednesdays. It's not built on one another. They're standalone events. So obviously virtual during this time. So if you're interested in that, you can contact me at the extension office or actually call into the Family Center because they're also taking registrations for that.
All right. That sounds good. And again, let's give them information on how to get in touch with you and where to look online for more information.
Yeah, so I'm going to direct you to our Washington County Extension website, so washington.extension.edu, or if you just happen to search or Google for Washington County Extension Wisconsin, it'll come up and you can just click on that for our website. We do always have at least one person that's in our office, and they've been rotating and working from home. But that phone number that you could call is 262-335-4479.
All right. Anything else you want to cover this morning, Carol?
The only other thing I want to mention, because I've talked about it before, is RentSmart program. And those are being done online virtually. So if you're interested, you're a new to-be renter out there or just want to learn some things and have another resource under your belt, there are some, there's a virtual RedSmart program that'll be happening in March is the next one. They've been doing a monthly kind of on a statewide, but anyone can register and they are free. And that one starts March 10th, and it'll be Wednesdays and Fridays from 9 a.m. to 10 a.m. So they're breaking it out so you're not having to be online for a good, 5 hours in a row or anything. And we've been getting a lot of people signing up for that because it's been fairly convenient. So if that interests you, again, just check out on our website. There'll be a link for that under financial programs, and or just call us if you have questions.